I think you've had a chance to talk to some of the guys as far as injuries are concerned, but Alshon Jeffries is getting better, which we expect him to do. He'll still be out for a while. Jay Cutler, a lot's been talked about his ribs. He should be fine and good to go. And Cherick McManus also should be good to go. So we're in pretty good shape injury-wise. Beyond that, seemed like forever since we played our last game. We've moved on, which we needed to do quickly. With Carolina coming into town, last game, we got some things accomplished. Winning a game as much as anything. Hard-fought game, like you expect in our division. Another home game for us, so this is huge. I'm just going to move on to Carolina right away. Carolina last year gave us all we wanted. Tough game. They had an onside kick at the end of the game, so that tells you what type of football game it was. Our defense has been playing good football throughout the year. Carolina put over 500 yards on us last year. So it'll be a big test. I know what their record is, 1-5, and they haven't played as well as they would like, but they're definitely capable. And even though we did some good things, as you talk to our coaches and the players, there are a lot of plays we're still continuing to leave on the field. And this third game of our second quarter, we need to get some of those things taken care of, as I say. I think if you just look at the personnel first, they have an outstanding quarterback, have two excellent running backs. They have a very good tight end in Greg Olsen that we know all about. And Steve Smith, still one of the best receivers in the game. A strong offensive line. Other side of the football, you see a team that plays hard. And they're a little banged up. They've lost a couple of their secondary guys. And linebacker-wise, they have some injuries. But we know their coaches. We know how they coach defensive football. I'm talking about Eric Washington, Ron Rivera, Bob Babbage's son, Bobby Babbage is on that staff, Steve Wilkes. So, as I'm rambling along here, you see that's why it doesn't take us an awful lot to get ready for this team. And I should have started the conversation with talking about Charles Tillman. First off, it says that people are really watching the game and looking in detail to what happened. But when you know that you have that type of classic matchup coming in, you do pay attention to it. And sometimes those stats don't tell the full story of the game. But I just say it's hard to do, and that says how special that performance was, which it was by Charles Tillman. He's an excellent football player. He does so much, and you see it time after time. He's a consistently good football player for us, and I'm glad others took notice. All type of problems. First off, just raw ability. He's fast. He's big. He's got a strong arm. He's mobile in the pocket. With a strong arm, he can make all of the throws. And then they do a good job of, letting him display all those talents. They'll have some option plays that that normally is reserved for quarterbacks that can run. When things break down, just him taking off in the pocket, that gives defenses as much problems as anything. Jay Cutler played an outstanding game this past week. One of the areas that really helped our football team is when things are covered, just having an athlete to be able to take off and get yardage from there. Camp can do all those things too. We throw different wrinkles in each week. You don't catch a lot of them, all right? And you don't write about a lot of them, but we have wrinkles in always. That's just a base part of our defense. We've been doing that, and that's all we're going to continue to do is that.
But are they working more now? Is that why we're noticing
this? They've been working in the past like they're working now, yes. We've kept our commitment to it. You have to start with that. And I think just on certain, you never going to know going in. I mean, we want to be a balanced offensive team that when we get into a game and we see we need to pass the football, we can pass it and win the game. We'll also, of course, be able to get off the bus and do that running the football. So it helps so much when you can run the ball, which we've been able to do, as you mentioned, the last couple of weeks. That, along with the ball security, I mean, that plus turnover ratio this week and zero turnovers on the offensive side, And I just know that the offensive staff and all of us have a commitment to it, and we're just going to keep going. When you have two running backs, too, like Michael Bush, the yards that he's given us, along with a special player in Matt Forte, why wouldn't you run the ball?